You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Hi there, it's Eve here. As you know, this week I'm sharing 5 episodes of Radio Headspace that I really enjoyed writing. I'll talk a little bit about them, then actually play the episode. And today's episode is called Pay Attention at All Costs. Because let's face it, we live in a really distracting world. I think the problem isn't that we don't know what to say, it's that we have an issue hearing what others have to say. Or you're so focused on what you want to say that you've missed the point of the conversation. And I do think the pandemic exacerbated it, but even pre-pandemic, we were so distracted all of the time. Oftentimes we're slacking, emailing, and texting in a meeting. And it's no wonder that sometimes we don't know what's going on. I think a good exercise is to ask yourself, am I really listening? Because we can pretend to listen, we can look like we're listening, but are we really absorbing the information? So as you listen to this episode today, notice how you're listening, and hopefully it might influence how you approach the rest of this week. Hi, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday. The other day, I was in yet another virtual meeting, and it seemed like everyone was having to repeat themselves. And my first thought was, I guess the internet is playing up again. As you know, that happens. But the connection was working fine. What was actually happening was no one was really paying attention. No one was really listening. And it was causing a fair amount of tension, as nobody felt heard. And you know, paying attention is not as easy as most of us think it is, because life is pretty distracting. Even in scheduled meetings, where we are supposed to be paying attention to what is happening, we might be trying to do a few things at once, watching a presentation whilst texting a friend, or slacking a coworker. And then when we're called upon, there could be an embarrassing moment and a long, awkward silence. It's no different than when we were in school. One second you're staring out the window, consumed in a blissful daydream, and then suddenly the teacher totally puts you on the spot. We've all been there. Now, of course, sometimes people are not clear or things need further explanation. But so much of our need to ask for things to be repeated comes from not actually listening. What's more, we're often thinking about what we want to say in response before the person has even finished speaking. I was in a training session the other day and the teacher read out a quote by a Greek philosopher, Epictetus. I'm fairly certain that I'm saying that right. Anyway, it goes, "We have two ears and one mouth, so we can listen twice as much as we speak." And what he is talking about here is mindful listening, intentionally and deliberately listening, noticing if we're present and connected, or absent and disconnected. A huge part of my training has been focused on listening in general and really tuning in to our present moment experiences. And that includes the world around us, but also our own mind and body, no matter where we are or what we're doing. And the other day, my husband wanted to talk to me about a problem that he was having at work. Now, I too was not having an easy day, and I could feel the tension arise when I knew I had to stop what I was doing to listen. But the truth is, I didn't really stop. I wasn't fully engaged with him because I was distracted by something I had to get done. As he started to explain what was happening, I kept asking him to repeat himself. Now, doing that once or twice is okay, but multiple times is really annoying, and I could see he was getting frustrated. Thankfully, I did catch myself and realized that for this moment, he really needed my attention. You know, it's interesting when you first get together with someone and you want to make a good impression, you're honed in, you're probably listening pretty intently to what the other person is saying. And then over time, you may start to take that for granted. So we need these moments where we have to remind ourselves to be present for them. Anyway, this was a very good reminder for me, and I did listen and tune in. And I didn't just listen with my ears, I listened with my whole body, fully engaged in the situation. Listening in this way takes some practice. And in the modern day world we live in, we're almost conditioned to speak first and then listen, or we just admit the listening altogether. But by truly listening, we're learning to step back and to allow the person they need the space to feel heard and understood. So the next time you find yourself saying, "Sorry, can you repeat that?" or you cut someone off mid-sentence, take a moment to check in and perhaps notice how much you were listening. I know we won't get it right all of the time. I know I certainly don't. But the more we can catch ourselves, the more we'll be able to tune in to what is actually being said. Thanks for listening to me today, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.